It's time for Rhema for Today.
Well, I would kneel behind the platform and pray. I'd wait and come out. They'd sing, you know, have congregational singing, so on, take up offering, different things. And I'd usually come out just about time to turn the service to me, because I want to stay there and come out fresh. I found out by doing that, the word of knowledge would operate in me more. And so, I was back there praying, and Brother Braun came back there and tapped me on the shoulder. He goes, I was kneeling, and I looked up at him. He said, Brother Higgins, that lady's out there. Well, I said, yeah, I know it. I knew she'd be. We went back to his church later on in a meeting, and he was telling his people, he said, you know, the service started, they started singing, there wasn't anybody there on the stretcher. And I got out and walked all around that tabernacle. I knew what Brother Higgins had told me, and I didn't see any ambulance or anything. And they're already singing. They're just about through with the singing. They're getting ready to do some other things.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, The Supernatural.
And so I heard Brother Lindsay say, well, Dr. Cummins, the only one that I know of among all of us that can do that is sitting right here before me. And so he said, well, put him on. And so over the phone, I was introduced to Dr. Cummins. And he said, could you come to our annual, well, it was a combination, you see, of a convention, their district convention, and camp meeting. Nighttime service or the camp meeting part. You see, in the daytime, there's special service, just preachers. Nobody could come except preachers and delegates, so on. And so on. And so I said, well, I don't know. I mean, how soon you have to know? Well, he said, we should have already gone to print with our advertisement, but, you know, somebody else had to cancel out on them, something happened. And I said, well, you'll have to give me 2 or 3 days, because I'll have to rearrange. I'm already dated, and I'll have to rearrange that. So I called immediately the man where I was supposed to go, and we postponed the meeting, called him back, and so we went. And so after we hung up, Brother Lindsay said he wanted somebody that could minister to the sick. He wanted someone that could minister to the ministers, and he wanted someone that could teach. And Brother Lindsay said, and I said, well, as far as I know, Brother Hagin's the only one that can do all three of those things. And he's right here. So I went. We went out to Santa Cruz, California. Well, they camping out on the campground. They rented a Nazarene campground. All the folks out there, they's cabins on, but they put me up in a hotel there in town, in Santa Cruz. And so we started on Monday night. I spoke some in the after or in the daytime to the ministers and taught some on faith in some afternoon classes. But at night time, I was to preach and have a healing line, minister to the sick. That's what I was requested to do. Well, we went through, you see, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. And Thursday morning, about 1:30 in the morning in my hotel room, I was suddenly awakened by the Spirit of God. And I began to pray in other tongues. And I prayed from 1:30 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the morning in other tongues. And then lying there on the bed, 4 o'clock in the morning in the hotel, I had a vision. I saw my night service. I saw that old tabernacle full. I saw myself standing in the pulpit. I heard myself preach a sermon. And 4 points to it. Not teach, preach a sermon. And then I saw myself when I finished point to a lady. And I said to her, I saw you in my hotel room last night from 2 o'clock in the morning on, out here on the grounds. You can't lie down and breathe. So from 2 o'clock on, you set up in bed. Your heart don't beat right, skip beats. And I saw you, just a little short breath, the last 3 nights. Is that correct? I saw this to this. She said, yes. I said, the Lord told me to tell you, you're healed. Then I pointed to another lady. I've been to California, never preached in California for my life. And I said, the Lord shows me you have arthritis. Is that right? She said, yeah. I said, the Lord told me you're healed. Then I saw a lady lying on a stretcher. We had not had one single stretcher case. And I saw myself walk down off of the platform in the vision and say to the lady on the stretcher, the Lord shows me you have been bedfast 2 years. Are you afraid to try to get up? She said, no. I said, the Lord told me to tell you, rise and walk in Jesus' name. She got up and walked off. Now then, Brother O.B. Braun, who was pastor of the Rosen Heights Assembly of God Church in Fort Worth, Texas, went out there with me. I drove out in my car, and he went with me. Now, I said to Brother Braun, because we stayed together in the hotel, as we drove out that night, I said, let me give you a little preview on the service tonight. Now, not always. See, you can't manufacture supernatural manifestations. They come as the Spirit wills. I do it more often, but a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, a lot of times, dear friends, in my service, I just act out what I saw and heard. Sometimes the night before, sometime before I went to service, sometime while I'm sitting on the platform, it comes. No, you don't control the Spirit and you don't manage the Spirit. But if you'll yield unto the Spirit, He'll manifest Himself unto thee and He'll manifest Himself through thee. And great shall be the rejoicing of the people of God. Well, I would kneel behind the platform and pray. I'd wait and come out. They'd sing, you know, have congregational singing and so on, take up offering, different things. And I'd usually come out just about time to turn the service to me because I want to stay there and come out fresh. I found out by doing that, the word of knowledge would operate in me more. And so, I was back there praying, and Brother Braun came back there and tapped me on the shoulder, you see, because I was kneeling. And I looked up at him. He said, Brother Higgins, said, that lady's out there. Well, I said, yeah, I know it. I knew she'd be. We went back to his church later on in a meeting, and he was telling his people, he said, you know, the service started. They started singing. There wasn't anybody there on the stretcher. And I got out and walked all around that tabernacle. I knew what Brother Hagin had told me, and I didn't see any ambulance or anything. And they're already singing. They're just about through with the singing. They're getting ready to do some other thing. And I said, well, boy, I thought to myself, he must have missed it. And I started back in through a side door, and I saw a panel truck turn the corner and come down that way. And so I just waited. That panel truck came down there. Two fellas got out, one on either side, went back and opened those doors. When they opened, Brother Braun said, I was back there looking in, and there was a lady on a stretcher. And they rolled her in. Well, now you see, that's supernatural manifestation. Praise God for the manifestation of God's power. Those things happen. Because they happen, some people think that's the only way that the Lord does work. And that's the only way He heals. Well, thank God He does heal that way. That lady, incidentally, was instantly raised up. Those other two ladies were instantly healed. And that lady was instantly, when I said to her, the only difference was, when I said to her, the Lord shows me you've been bedfast over 2 years, she said, yes, 2 years and 7 months. I said, are you afraid to try to get up? She said, no. I said, arise and walk in Jesus' name. And she got up, walked off well right there in front of everybody. Now, if it's me doing it, I'd do that in every service. Are you listening to me? Some time ago, did you see on the PTL, Brother Narvel Hayes there with a lady? I met the lady, you know, down in Jacksonville meeting a year or two ago, you know. She was there. But Narvel was preaching down there at Ken Sumrall's. And here's a lady they brought out of the nursing home. They had a picture of her there on PTL, you see. And she looks old and in a wheelchair. And her body all twisted, you see. There she was on PTL testifying. But you see, while Narvel was teaching, the Spirit of God said, go down there and lay hands on her right now. He went down there and laid hands. It surprised Narvel much as it did anybody. He went down there and laid hands on that woman, and she went sailing like a bird right out of that chair. Bless God, landed over here on her feet, walking perfectly well. I'm going to help you with a controversy among charismatics and in the body of Christ. You see, that's scriptural. But you see, Narvel knows that's not the only way the Lord heals. And if you wait on that, it may never happen. I want you to go with me just to back up a little bit. We went on over there into the 19th chapter of Acts. But I want you to back up just a little bit into the 14th chapter of the Acts. And I want to show you something else about healing. Now notice here in the 14th chapter of Acts, the Bible here is speaking about Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey. And the Word of God tells us where they went and so on and so forth. And how that there arose in the 5th verse, and when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled. Thank God they had enough sense to run. If that had been some Rhema students, they'd have stayed there and got whipped, maybe killed. Said, bless God, I'm going to stay here and confess. They can't touch me. Amen. You've got to know when to run, brother. Are you listening to me? These are men of God, aren't they? I said, aren't they? Sure they are. Paul and Barnabas, apostle. Did you know Barnabas was an apostle? Sure, look down to 14th chapter of Acts, the 14th verse. It said, now when the apostles, Barnabas and Saul, they're apostles, standing in the highest office there is in the church. When they were aware of it, they fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lyconia, and unto the region that lieth around about. And what did they do there? Verse 7, and there they preached. What did they preach? The gospel. The gospel. Now, the 8th verse tells us something had happened at Lystra. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Now, I want you to contrast, or compare either one, this cripple in the 14th chapter of Acts and the cripple in the 3rd chapter of Acts. Both of them were healed, but I want you to see that they were healed by different methods.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book entitled, Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well, but right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
You get is pastoral ministry, biblical studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, mission, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps, which is just helping in the church. Being a part and involved in the church, and then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
That's right.
But the main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out. You might find out this is where you need to be. Well, we got to get out of here for today, and we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.